New York City schools are back in session. Adapting to a new school is always a challenge, but it can be especially hard for the sons and daughters of refugees and asylum seekers, people who were forced from their homes because of violent conflict or political or other persecution. Hundreds of this year's crop of new students are coming from places they did not feel welcome and trying to find a place for themselves here. WNYC's Marianne McCune spent some time at a summer school that aimed to prepare them for that task.
Pretty much every kid brings to their first day of a new school some set of fears or insecurities. But imagine that on top of those, your recent memories are of fleeing your home so that your father won't be tortured in prison again, or escaping war, or enduring the squalid conditions of an overcrowded refugee camp. 18-year-old Khadija Atta came here from the Central African Republic.
During the war, it was so hard because that time I lost my father. He has been assassinated.
When anyone needs to kill you, I think you will never forget this time, right?
Iraqi brothers Ahmed and Abdullah only came here last April. Back in Baghdad, 19-year-old Ahmed says he came close to losing his own life at least twice.
There's some cars enter my street. They open fire on everyone. I know to run. When I run, the bullets over me and enter the wall beside me. And I come. Oh, how do you survive from this?
The two brothers don't use their real names for fear of endangering family members. There are at least 1,000 young refugees and asylees with stories like these attending the city's public schools. But the Department of Education doesn't know the exact number because refugee is not a category the schools keep track of. And that, to Elizabeth Demshak, is a shame.
There's no policy to recognize a refugee youth.
Demshak is the Education Services Officer at the International Rescue Committee, one of the four main resettlement agencies in New York. Among other things, she helps to get refugees registered in school. And she says some schools do a great job of incorporating them into the student body. Take the international high school.
They get what it means to be a refugee or asylee as a youth coming. They understand that it's important for teachers to learn as much as possible with these personal backgrounds and these narratives of displacement.
But for elementary and middle school, students are strewn across the city, and teachers and administrators may or may not understand anything about where they're coming from. Many students arrive without any school transcripts. Maybe they were educated in a refugee camp with 80 kids of all ages in one classroom, or maybe they got a great education but have no record of it and don't speak English. Many schools have a hard time just assessing their educational level. That's part of why the IRC created a summer school just for them.
Your word is problem.
2 weeks ago, Demshak hosted a spelling bee for the school's 93 students.
P-R-O-B-L-E.
Some of the kids at this school have been in the U.S. for more than a year already, others only a few weeks.
Guys, congratulations to Jennifer, Upper Elementary!
And their skills in English range from excellent to non-existent. So in this competition, a 7-year-old might go up against someone who's 16.
I want to say that Jennifer is only going into 4th grade. And Jennifer, out of 93 students in the school, in the whole school, was in 4th place.
The academic portion of the summer school includes English, math, a science class run by Princeton University, all with the aim of identifying students' abilities and getting them ready to perform in regular schools. Then in the afternoon, students are offered classes in dance or visual arts or maybe hip-hop or drama. Here, the students are told to pick from a pile of instruments and play the song of their day so far.
You see kids who may be expressionless in the classroom. You know, some children are so hypersensitive towards making errors. And then you give them this space where it's a safe space, again, just like their morning classes, but it's a safe way to express a different side of their identity.
There is a social worker available to students as well, but the summer school is not about confronting students with direct questions about their pasts. Even the two Iraqi brothers in this school disagree about the best way to handle difficult memories.
No, I think to forget it and start a new life. think about study, think about make friends. I try to forget it.
But you cannot forget it.
Ahmed says he would rather talk about it, but Abdullah's not convinced.
Do your best to forget it.
Despite their different coping strategies, both brothers loved the summer school's afternoon drama class. The teachers are from a drama therapy group called Creative Alternatives of New York.
Ready, everyone? 3, 2, 1, action! Kids, we're home!
We're back!
Hi! Hi, kids! Oh, gosh, we missed you so much!
The students in this drama class are from all over the world, Iraq, West Africa, Burma, Nepal. But for their final production, they write and dramatize a poem that focuses on their similarities. They performed it at the school's graduation.
We are the IRC community. We love communicating and cooperating.
One group, one hand.
All of these students were, in one way or another, chased from the homes they once had.
Our hope is that we never forget each other.
So Elizabeth Demshak says one of the most important things the summer school can offer is the feeling of being welcomed.
Thank you.
And Demshak finds the students themselves know better than anyone how to welcome each other. This summer, when she was worried about a new and timid Iraqi girl, she recruited help. She found two students from other countries and told them to keep an eye on the girl.
And I said, when she first comes in, I want you to shadow her. I want you just to, like, you know, make sure she's following everything. Just talk to her. And they were like, Miss, it's fine. We got it. And I didn't have to say anything else after that first day.
Demshak and her team from the International Rescue Committee do follow up during the school year. They run after-school programs for refugees across the city. Their hope is to fulfill the promise of the U.S. government that here, refugees can make themselves at home. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.
You can see pictures from the Refugee Summer School. Just log on to our website, WNYC.org.